This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, the inner life of an early engineer. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. We engineers tell others about the practical utility of what we do, but we tend to keep quiet about the mental pleasure that goes with it, or about our concerns for how our machines will be put to use. Now I find someone who helps explain those inner workings. He's Robert Norton, born in the late 16th century. Norton called himself one of His Majesty's Gunners and Engineers. He studied engineering and gunnery with the Royal Gunnery Master and was made the lifetime Engineer of the Tower of London in 1627. A year later, his book, The Gunner, came out. By then, smoothbore cannons had been serious instruments of war for two centuries, and it was quite clear that one needed mathematics to understand how those guns worked. Norton more than appreciates that fact. He revels in it. He begins with a set of definitions and theorems, then goes on to call geometry the sinews of artillery. The Arabic algorithms of arithmetic were just finding their way into European life, so Norton briefly explains how to multiply, divide, and extract square roots. There's much on weights and measures and on the geometry of fortification design, and he appends a large set of recipes for appropriate gunpowders. The book presents one gaping hole to modern readers. It was written 14 years before Newton's birth, and one cannot predict trajectories without Newtonian mechanics. Norton sketches paths of shot leaving howitzers, mortars, and long-range guns, and they're clearly not right. Even if we've never studied Newton, we have some idea of projectile paths, if not from baseballs and footballs, then from TV images of missile trajectories. As Norton grooves on the beauty of his guns and gunnery, we can't help but think of the smashed humanity at the other end of his work. Well, so does he. At the outset, he says about artillery, "It may at first blush seem to be absolutely contrary to all Christian charity, but on the contrary, we come to find that war is even the mother and nurse of peace." That opens up a complicated debate, but Norton expresses a much darker view of the result of his gunnery when he includes his own paraphrase of Italian poet Fracastorius. He writes, "What horrid roars proceed from bombards' souls, by air made fire, torments of lightning flashes from earth exhaled with vapors. Vulcan howls, for that now on earth men can make thunder dashes. The devil's birds, I think, were fitter names to call them by, that spit such cruel flames." Well, those cruel flames pale against what lay ahead. But for the moment, Robert Norton plied his trade and left us with an almost Freudian record of his own mind at work. Here is the clear conflict between the pleasure his work gave him and any engineer's concern for what his work might do when it's turned loose. I'm John Leinhard at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.